Why is it that God doesn't answer my prayers? Oh, I don't pray all that much, but even when I do, I rarely seem to receive an answer from God. What's wrong, anyway? Is that the way it is with you? Well, if that's the case, stick around. The next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to pray and get answers. To me, the greatest proof of the existence of God is answered prayer. Down through the years, I have received specific answers to prayer that have demonstrated beyond question that when we pray, there's a God in heaven who hears and answers. Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. For example, my wife and I were in Pittsburgh in the early 50s as faith missionaries to the university students there. We were living in a home that was rather sparsely furnished, and one day my wife suggested that we could use some furniture in the front room. All we had in the room at the time was one Davenport. I asked her what we needed. She said we needed two end tables, a coffee table, and a chair for that corner. So we prayed with Ken Smith, the fellow we were living with, and claimed Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we left the matter with God. The next day the phone rang. The man spoke with Ken and said, I'm not sure you remember me, but you witnessed to me one day and I've never forgotten it. Well, anyway, there's a reason for the call. I'm moving to Buffalo, New York. I have a job sandblasting up there, and I've got some furniture that I just can't get rid of. I've sold a lot, given a lot away, but I've got some that I haven't been able to dispose of, and was wondering if you could use it. What I have are two end tables, a coffee table, and a corner chair. Ken Smith dropped the phone. He picked it up and assured the man we would get a trailer and be right over. You see, the Lord hears our prayers. O thou that heareth prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Now then, what does the Bible teach about prayer? Well, one thing is clear. We need to pray. You remember the comment by the disciples, Lord, teach us to pray? Not teach us how to pray, but to pray. God, get us on our knees. Make us people who pray. Lord, teach us to pray. The second thing we need is guidelines. How to pray. There are three verses of Scripture that are stepping stones to answers to prayer. One is John 16:24. Jesus said, Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. We must pray in Jesus' name. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. This is especially important for us to know today when there are so many false teachers on the scenes, strange cults, many going about claiming, Lo, I am he. But we must pray in Jesus' name. Secondly, Matthew 21:22. Jesus said, In all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. We must pray in faith, believing. And then thirdly, we need to pray according to the will of God. 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. May God bless you as the Lord teaches you to pray.